So the question was asked, is it consistent that righteous people suffer? And if so, should righteous people really reconsider whether they want to be so righteous? So the first point is really addressed by the commentaries in the Ein Yaakov in Brachos. The Talmud tells us in Brachos, in the first chapter, that Moshe Rabbeinu, when he was up at Sinai, Moshe had a question. He said, how come the righteous suffer, and how come the wicked don't? But the Gemara doesn't word it that way. The Gemara says, Moshe Rabbeinu asked Hashem, Madua yesh tzadik v'tovlo v'yesh tzadik v'ralo. How come there are some righteous that have it good, and some righteous have it bad, and some wicked have it good, and some wicked have it bad? Meaning, Moshe was saying, I don't see consistency here. If you told me all the righteous suffer, so I'd understand there's some kind of godly logic that the righteous should suffer and then it'll get better in the world to come, or however you want to understand it. If all the wicked had it good, so I'd understand there's some kind of godly logic, let the wicked enjoy their lot in this world and have nothing left in the world to come. But it's not that way. It's not absolute. Some righteous have it good, some righteous have it bad. Some wicked have it good, some wicked have it bad. So what's going on here, God? Okay, so that, firstly, we see from that Gemara that it's not absolute. We don't assume just because you're righteous, life will be tough. No. Okay, so that's, if our own eyes haven't witnessed that, in our lifetimes, the Gemara witnessed that. The Gemara says, it's not absolute. So that's number one. Number two is a very difficult question. It's the question I've always said I don't know what I would answer to. I say that often to the guys around the gear department. If I wasn't born Jewish, would I choose to be Jewish? I don't know. Maybe I'd be a good Noachite. Because theoretically, it's very easy for me to answer you and to say, what do you mean? The spiritual benefits, being a righteous person, they should for sure outweigh the suffering that a person would be worried about. But, you know, yeah, the theory you knew without me. The question is, can a person really do that? That's why it takes giants. A person becomes a ger. So the spiritual potential that he's just achieved is tremendous. But right now, he's lost a lot of his capacity to enjoy this world. No more cheeseburgers. And I could go on and on and on. There are 613 of those, yes? Okay. I was born into it, but that's why I think the theoretical answer, you know. And more than that, well, that's the challenge of life. Do we take the step in the right direction, even though it's going to cost a certain physical price, potentially? As we said, it's not guaranteed, but yeah, that's the challenge of life, to be good, even though we don't know that the outcome is going to be good. We don't have any ending, and they lived happily ever after. You don't find that in the Torah, I don't think, ever. David HaMelech didn't have and they lived happily ever after. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't have it. You want to say Olam Haba means they lived happily ever after, so fine. So then, yes, in Olam Haba, a person's going to live happily ever after. No one's going to be sick. Everyone's going to be calm and happy and healthy. Okay. So that's supposed to be, on some level, it's supposed to help us move forward. But that's the challenge of life, to move forward, even though there are going to be challenges.